Thunder Bay. A group of local surfers is hoping to not just catch a wave, but build one, in the heart of Thunder Bay. The Surfmasons River Surfing Association's proposal got a recent boost when City Council agreed to include it as a stakeholder in an upcoming review of water management at Boulevard Lake. President Brett Sharman outlined the group's vision of a man-made river wave harnessing the outflow from the Boulevard Lake Dam at a September 13 council meeting, promoting the project as a unique attraction that would further enhance Boulevard Lake as a recreation destination. Similar waves are popping up in communities around the world, he said, offering thrills to surfers, kayakers, bodyboarders, and spectators. We're big fans of this project, said Destination Northern Ontario coordinator Pat Forrest, projecting it would bring direct and indirect economic benefits. It aligns very nicely with the city's reputation as an outdoor destination. Councillors gave the idea a warm reception, with Mayor Bill Morrow calling it very exciting. However, they also cautioned the group would have to demonstrate it didn't conflict with other uses. The Surfmasons will now be included in a review of the city's permit to take water and water management plan for Boulevard Lake, which takes place as work concludes on the dam. The review will consider whether the change in water flow necessary to create the wave would be feasible without negatively impacting the environment, fishing, or potential power generation at the dam, another idea the city is investigating. Creating the wave would involve excavating bedrock to make several artificial pools, and adding an adjustable concrete and rock wave structure. The force of the water running over that structure would create a permanent wave that could be modified for different users. Essentially, it's like a skateboard ramp underneath the water, Sharman explained. The adjustability would give you the potential to change the dynamic of the wave. Kayakers want kind of a crumbly wave, surfers ideally want a cleaner, greener wave. The wave would be about 7 meters wide, with heights of 1 meter or more possible. It would operate constantly during spring flow in April and May, ramping down to a few hours per day in August and September. The feature would be free to access. It would act the same way as the mountain bike trails, the skate park, any other public recreation resource, Sharman said. We want to make it publicly available. Scheduled dam releases to create the wave would draw down Boulevard Lake by about 30 centimeters, refilling in a matter of hours, according to a feasibility study commissioned by the Surfmasons last year. The study, performed by Merrick Canada with local firm TBT Engineering, was funded to the tune of around $24,000 by groups including Destination Northern Ontario, the Thunder Bay CEDC, and Tourism Thunder Bay. The project's full cost is estimated at between $2.50 and $4 million, most of which would be sought through provincial and federal grants. The feasibility study settled on three potential locations in the Thunder Bay area. Two, Sunshine and Crooked Rapids, are located near Silver Falls, about a 40-minute drive from the city. The Surfmasons are most excited about the Boulevard Lake location, however. While it might produce a less consistent wave, Sharman said its accessibility made it ideal. Located within the city near trails, a bus stop, and other recreational amenities, he said it would also be friendliest for tourists and new users. Plans for the city-owned land adjacent to the wave would include trails along the current river and a viewing area, and potentially picnic tables and change rooms. Projects of a similar nature have shown that actually one of the biggest users is spectators, Sharman said. People get a lot of value out of just watching other people enjoy surfing on these features. The project raises ecological considerations, the feasibility study states, but notes there have already been somewhat significant human impacts to the river channel in the area. Cown. Andrew Folds pressed Sharman on that point, questioning how it would impact fish habitat and fishing. Sharman noted the North Shore Steelhead Association has been consulted on the project. As surfers, we're very concerned about the environment, he said. We think there's a possibility of our project actually helping them with their objectives, in terms of increasing fish passage. By creating this pool, it would act as an extension of the fish ladder that's currently there, and hasn't been working particularly well, as I understand it. The project could incorporate fish habitat structures like veins and boulder clusters that would help fish make their way to the ladder, the study suggests. The project could also improve Boulevard Lake water quality, which is at times poor enough to close the city beach, it speculates. Flow release operations that promote water turnover in the lake could improve water quality, but that is not known at this time, it reads. It will likely take years to resolve all of those unknowns, and secure needed approvals from various agencies, Sharman said. A motion from Fold seeking a city report on the feasibility of the project was defeated at council, with opponents arguing it placed too large a burden on city staff for an outside project. I don't know that it's for us to try to determine all of the complexity or find solutions, in one report, said Mayor Bill Morrow. The proponents will primarily be driving the project, and it's my belief most of the complexities will be approvals they'll need from the province. The city owns the adjacent land, but not the river itself, he said. Director of Engineering Kayla Dixon told councillors the group's inclusion in the water management review would answer the main question of whether the city could adjust water flows as required for the wave.